No, really, what are friends for? Friends are for showing a endless well of gratitude. And our friends are also our fans and our listeners. Right, Gabrielle?
Yes. Yes. Friends are for all the people that have downloaded, have listened, have watched, have shared us by word of mouth, have talked about WAF, Lightning WAF and WAF friends, and like have joined our vocabulary of this really, really fun podcast. And we just want to start this, like, you know, pre-last episode of just Paula V and me for season two with a really, really big thank you to you guys. Because when we were prepping this, the notes for this episode, I was like, Paula V, what do you want to talk about? And she was like, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? And we had nothing to talk about.
Also because we're a little hungover, but...
Also because, we'll get into that in a second, but also because, like, we're so sick and tired of talking about ourselves. So this episode is talking about you.
Yes, you guys. Very much so. We wouldn't still be doing this without all of you. We keep the show going because we like to interact with all of you. We have so many ways to do it, and we create all of those ways, and we try and even find more ways to interact with you because that's what keeps us going. And it makes it like the conversations that much more interesting, and it gives us something to talk about rather than us coming up with topics amongst ourselves and talking about ourselves all the time.
Yeah, kind of gets boring.com. But more so, we learn from other people. Like, we bring on guests to learn and to unlearn. And that's a climate that we support and advocate for. And I just want to say also that friends are for naps, because I really need a nap right now.
I do too. But before we do our first segment, though, Gabrielle, what I want to do is, like, speaking of engagement, we have a way for all of you to leave us voice messages, like old school voice mails. And we would love for you to go onto the link in our bio and our Instagram. We want to get your answers to the question, what are friends for? And you've probably seen us, you know, posting that on Instagram everywhere. We ask that question all the time. We ask it on all of our episodes, but now we want to hear from you. And we're going to take all of those voice messages from you guys and listen to them, respond to them, contemplate them, talk about them for our final episode, which drops on Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't skip over that part, because I was going right into me again. I was like dedicated to you guys. And I'm like, so enough about you all. Let's talk about me, which I have nothing to talk about. So
you guys, it's you all, our listeners, our Patreon subscribers, our WAF friends, all of you that guys that love What Are Friends For. It's you that will be giving us content for our final episode of this season.
When you're on your phone all day, because we know you are, we know you're skimming through. We want you to not, we're so grateful that you share and you interact and you answer questions, but leave us a voice message. That sounds like so archaic, but actually it's quite fun. And so you're going to answer what our friends for. And if you've been listening to every episode before this one, we ask ourselves that, we ask our guests that, and you know that every answer is extremely unique. Philip hates when I do a double something about unique. He's like, unique's already extreme, but you know, it really, really unique. And I love that we learn different answers, and they're short and they're long and they're in the middle. So we want to know what you think, what are friends for? Because for me today, like I said, friends are for naps.
And with that,
Insta friends are reality.
So a little bit about us today that Paula V and I probably, you know, the reason why we can't, or we feel like we don't, or are not in the energy to unload any information of like, how you doing, is because we actually hung out last night. We mentioned before that you and I are our quarantine group. We have decided to be a part of each other's encountering physical lives. You came over to celebrate not only my husband's birthday, but your daughter's birthday and your birthing day.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's all the same day.
That's right. Philip and my daughter share the same birthday. And my kid is only a year old. So after she went to bed, we have the luxury of having grandma here. So baby goes to bed and mom and dad went out last night and we went and hung out with our friends.
And I'll tell you this, maybe we can get it out of Philip one day, but when you guys invite yourselves over, and you, I can speak on behalf of both of us. Like, we're so bad at inviting people over. And when we bought the condo and then we renovated the condo for felt like years upon end, maybe 2 years ago, we're about to hit 3 years of the mortgage, you know, anniversary. And people were like, so when are you having a housewarming party? And I said, 2020. And that's what I said as a joke. And like 2 years from now, and I was like, I'm really not kidding, because we're totally having a dusty ass house. And then we can't have people over. Like, nothing matches. It's all like, all like, it has been in phases for 2 years. And I'm not kidding. Thank God the renovations are like 99% done, because we can enjoy it in quarantine, but not have a housewarming party. So we still don't have people over.
But we had no problem. We have no problem coming over. Because we know that you guys worked so hard on it. And also it was our turn. Like, you guys have been so great about coming to us, within this, you know, first year of being new parents and, all that stuff. And, you know, it is a little more crucial that we're careful with the baby and the whole, you know, Corona moment.
More hanging outdoors and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, it was about time. And like, we've all been very responsible. And, you know, you and I obviously talk all the time, so we know where each of us has been. So we were just like, it's fine. We can totally put on the masks, go over there. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Let's just hang out with our friends for the first time. In many, many months.
Many months. It felt like years where we actually just like hung out. But also, you know, I have to say, your perk is you have a yard and a porch for my puppy, Leela Puppy Pants on the Instagrams, just plugging her right there. And my fair Addie, who is your puppy on Instagram, but also in real life, that they get to hang out when we go over to your house too. So that's always fun, is like, let Leela run in the dirt and the grass while Addie is like, oh, I have a friend over, I can run around because I'm not hanging out with the baby in her crib.
Right. But your post that you posted for Philip yesterday is just one of the cutest engagement photos that you guys have. And, you know, I remember when you guys did those, like, you did it in a whirlwind, I want to say, because you guys were so busy in the whole year that you were planning your wedding. Mm-hmm. And when you actually got those engagement photos done, I was like, oh, when did you guys do that? Like, it was so fast.
You know, I can agree that it was a whirlwind and very last minute, and we winged it in a sense. Like, we just got away with making it happen, and that might have been like Thanksgiving ish or Christmas ish while we were still in New York, or before we went to go see family for the holidays. Literally like 4 days, we had a weekend, and Philip got some really good hookup with really good friends that is across the hallway of the Rainbow Room at Bar 65. And we were able to take nice pictures there. And I actually was thinking when I saw that photo, we have some other photos from the same shoot where we were all dressed up to the nines, like our New York City glam self, that nobody in LA, all of our LA friends have no idea who those people are. And, and we like got little coconut cups and little like those, you know, tropical umbrellas as part of our, you got one as a, like, you know, we're glamorous New Yorkers having a Caribbean wedding was the idea. And we used one of those photos for our save the dates. And I told Philip yesterday, I was like, I cannot tell you, because it was such a whirlwind, where I got those coconuts and those umbrellas. I can't tell you. Who did I call? Who did I ask? And who had them? And then how did I give them back?
It doesn't matter. It's movie magic. It's Hollywood magic right there. That's what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, it was fun to make like a little vision board to like an idea board and whatnot. And I'll never forget that I learned where Philip was like, my hair's fine. And then he saw some of the photos. He was like, why did nobody tell me about my hair? And I was like, lesson number one, getting married.
That you have to be upfront. Like, if you have like some feedback, you have to give it.
Yeah. I was like, learn this one today. He's like, nobody told me about my hair. And he was like, it's flying in the back. And I remember saying, John, do you want Jonathan, my hairstylist in New York, Jonathan Sharpless, hey boo, my friend Jonathan, to like, because he was doing my hair, I was like, do you want him to like spray it down just a little bit, or any like, you know, touch up on the face? He was like, no, I'm good. Learn that one.
Wow. You know, it's so funny. Hari used to wear clothes that were like two times bigger than they needed to be. Like he used to wear oversized clothes. And like he actually had, he asked a couple of his girlfriends, and his style has evolved. Like, you know this, you've known him a long time too. Like his style has evolved over the last, like, you know, 10 plus years that we've been together. And he's very much like has his own style now, but he went back to like a couple of his like women, like girlfriends, like women friends that we're still very close with. And he was like, did you like, what did you, Pallavi says that like, I just didn't know what I was doing back in the day. And she, and one of them, a shout out to Brooke. Brooke was like, yeah, you didn't wear the right size. Like that she just like told him. And he was like, why didn't you ever tell me? She was like, I don't know. I didn't want you to feel bad about it. So it is like, I say that because like, it's totally our job as the wife. Like it's totally our job to do that.
No, there's somebody in the partnership that has to be like, you don't see it, you know? And Philip, you know, he has this really, he had, so that's the spoiler. He had this very favorite like denim shirt with these little red and white and blue stripes in the lining of the button. Mm. And that was his like colorful shirt. Like, cause the man is a New Yorker through and through. He wears black and gray all day. It's amazing when I do our blacks and grays in the laundry, cause it's like three loads. And so, and then I have like, I can't do my reds for months, you know, cause it's just like mine. And we have a quarter machine at our laundry condo thing situation. And there was holes in it. So I started doing his laundry because we're about to hit our fourth wedding anniversary. So we're still like, you know, learning at this point. And I did his laundry and there's holes in it. And I brought it up to him. And I was like, it's time. It's time. And I took him to Nordstrom Rack and we had a spree. We had a little bit of shopping spree. And it was really fun to watch like, what about this? And what about that? And he's just like super monochromatic, simple, yeah. If he's not in a t-shirt and jeans, like dark jeans, not blue jeans, really, he's in a suit. And so it's like, what about this? Like really cool, like man on the moon, like print on the top. He was like, absolutely not.
It'll change and evolve. Trust me. Like, listen, like I, from having a boyfriend that was in like oversized everything to like oversized t-shirts and jeans and like weird bulky sneakers to like being the sort of like slim fit, right, have to find the right cut. I have to find, you know, this type of slip-on shoe. Like he's very particular slip-on now. Shoes.
Well, that was the really lovely coming together where Hari on the phone said, we would love to come over and have drinks with you guys. And both Philip and I looked at each other and we were like, okay, sure. And Philip was like, we're not going to clean up for you. And I was like, Philip, we're going to clean up for them. Thank God we found toilet paper, you know, like full on archaic quarantine people. And it was just so nice that you came into the office space that we have, the second bedroom that I make an office. And you and I sat and talked, I mean, for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And there came a point finally where Hari and Philip came in like two little like schoolboys giggling and drunk and being like, what are you guys talking about? And then would shut the door away from us. And you're like, okay. And then finally you were like, I think Hari needs some water.
Yep. That's what he does. Yeah. I know the signs. I know the signs.
What are the signs?
It's the little sort of like squinty, like half open eyes. Like he's trying to look normal, but it's more like he's like smizing for no reason. And he tries to get deep, like I'm like, no, we're done. We're gonna go have some water.
You're like, and then he just doesn't. He just never gets to the point, you know. You're right. Just like it's just deeping. So then we migrated all of us over to the kitchen table, and by the time it got to two, I was like, oh no, Pallavi and I have two episodes tomorrow. We have a double guest episode, and I was so proud of myself getting up and just rallying, because I you asked me this earlier, like when's the last time you stayed up till 2:30 in the morning?
I can't think of it. I mean, it was definitely pre-baby for me. So
sure.
Maybe even pre-pregnancy, because you know that the body doesn't let you do that when you're making a baby. So
yeah, I don't know when the last time actively had a maybe it was watching Pride and Prejudice on Hulu, the Keira Knightley one. And I decided to educate Philip on Matthew McFadden's career because he's also in Succession, and which we love because it's very New York and it's a very New York style show. It's where we get our fix of grit. We're like, we're in California, but we love New York. Let's just watch the show. And Matthew McFadden's in it. And he was also Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice. And I was like, Philip, you're going to love this movie. He was asleep in 20 minutes. And I stayed up just like doe-eyed and teary and quoting all, the entire movie. And I didn't care. It was great. So I think that's the last time I was up that late. And it's only a movie because when Philip wants to watch movies or TV shows with me, I fall asleep in 5 seconds. Enough about my post. Let's talk about yours.
I mean, they kind of bleed into each other anyway. We had already talked about my kid and how she turned one. So yeah, I mean, this, I posted something on the day before because I knew on the day of her birthday yesterday, I just wouldn't have any brain space to like post anything new. I just wanted to sort of like, I tried to take most of the day off and I just wanted to be with her. And part of that for me is like not trying to post something about how my, about her birthday, just like be with her on her birthday. So like yes. The day before I posted something, that did mean a lot to me. And, I recently met the owners of this company called IndieGrow, and this is not an ad. Like they didn't ask me to do this or anything. I just like from the bottom of my heart, like love that there's content out there for kids from different backgrounds. And it's like in English, it's easy to share. Like she can literally share this with anybody. It doesn't matter that it's like, it's called The Colors of India. It doesn't matter. Like it's just a beautiful board book that it's teaching kids to be like sharing of themselves and including people in their world. And, you know, it's just, and also like, you know, with the moment we're having with all of the BLM awareness and whatnot and anti-blackness awareness and stuff, like the book is so brilliant because the central character is a black crow. And at the end of the book, he looks at himself in the mirror and he says, "I'm a black crow. There's so many colors in India. Look everywhere I go." Like he just literally just like accept, he looks at himself in the mirror with like a huge grin and he just says, "This is who I am." And it's like so simple, and it's commenting on literally everything going on in the world right now.
Girl. Through the mouths of babes and books. Yeah. Babes
and
books.
Exactly. And that's what she's going to be learning from, right? And like it thrilled me so much that I just needed to post about it because I was just so happy about it. And I've worked with them before, but like I posted that not because they asked me to, but because I wanted to. Gabrielle, can you believe it is the end of 2020?
Ugh, and it's been a doozy, Paula V. Ups and downs, and then even more downs. But we at What Are Friends For like to take all of those feelings and turn them into meaningful conversations that focus on growth, love, and joy.
That's right. And the most joyful thing we look forward to every month are our live shows on Patreon.
Hey, Patreon. Our monthly live shows are exclusively available on 4 different tiers on our Patreon page. And those tiers start as low as $2 a month.
And the content and the perks just keep getting better with each tier. But this guest lineup for the rest of 2020 is fierce.
OMG, fierce.com. We've got Wicked's longest running Alphaba, Jackie Burns in October, Emmy Award nominee Janet Varney in November, and a grand finale in December with my OG hashtag girl group forever squad from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. That's right, Donalyn Chaplin, Vella Lavelle, and Rachel Bloom will join us for my birthday group hang.
I am so lit already. It's going to be so much fun. So if you guys want to get in on the action, visit www.patreon.com/waffpodcast. That's WAFF podcast. Between the vodcasts, the podcasts, and the live shows, there are just about a bajillion ways for you to get a dose of WAFF.
Yeah, and the sooner you join, the sooner you can watch, because you not only get to join the live shows live, they're also available for you to watch forever. So if you miss it, binge it later.
Slay. Once again, all that action is at www.patreon.com/WAFF podcast. We are so grateful to you, WAFF fam, for keeping this show going. Couldn't do it without you.
Now back to WAFF. And you now in this huge chapter or this bookmark of 12 months being a mom, from what you were trying to prepare and wanting to pursue creating a new human and to now what you've learned, like how different has it been? What have you learned for yourself or what has impacted you? Like on top of what you just said about IndieGrow?
Yeah. Well, you know, I really shared a lot of myself, I think, on this show this season, and a big something, you know. I think for me, it's like, it sounds cliche, but no, seriously, like having a little girl is like, you know, it forced me to really get real with anything holding me back. Like what is stopping me from moving forward and becoming the example that I want her to follow. And part of that is coming to terms with everything about myself, challenging myself, making sure that I'm creating an environment where like the biases don't even creep in. Cause I'm also like, you know, working on my own subconscious biases. We all are, I think. And so and that includes anything to do with, you know, my personal story of trauma and whatnot. Like I'm actively trying to get rid of, how trauma needs to even live, be part of my story. So, and that's a bias that I have, right? It's some conditioning that I have, and that's just not the conditioning I want for her. So all of this is sort of interconnected for me. And there's a sense of urgency to, achieve as much, heart-centered, inclusive, you know, sort of lead with gratitude way of living.
I love that for you. I have so many notes by the time, hopefully soon, one day when we get pregnant, I'll be like, so Paula, here I go.
It's a work in progress. Always a work in progress.
Well, I mean, even just being married for me with, you know, my parents who have been married for 40 years this year, and my sister, when she was only married for 4 years, when we got married, it was just so cool to be like, wow, you're right. Oh, that's what that means. You know? So there were a few things when it came to marriage about that with you, you know, cause you guys are now married 10 years. Mm-hmm. And, so I look forward to being able to be a part of that conversation too, because, you know, for me, we're now trying again, and you have been a huge supporter and a very sensitive, whenever I'm ready to talk about that, I'm disappointed. I got my period last week. Mm-hmm. You know, or my menstrual cycle because I want to get pregnant. And you're just like, oh, now I'm disappointed. I was like petrified and told I shouldn't get pregnant for all of my, you know, since seventh grade. And so now you're trying and you're like, oh, that's also part of it. So I thank you for that. I thank you for always being a part of that.
Of course. I mean, we've talked about this before, but like, you know, as much as there's just so much like black or white information that's thrown at us when we're little about our bodies. And like when we get older and we actually want to get pregnant, we're like, how do we do that? Like,
what? I'm supposed to what and when and how? And it's like a crash course. My goodness. Well, and again, you know, to all of our listeners, we thank you for replying to our Instagram grid and comments and captioning and tagging your friends that you can relate to, Muy Cranky and Bread is Bay as well. Those kind of quotes that we've been pulling from our episodes, because this is an ongoing topic that I think is also important. And Paula V, you talked about that when you created this show about getting rid of stigma and talking about the uncomfortable things and talking out loud about your platonic relationships.
Yeah, there's just so much emphasis put on familial or romantic love. And honestly, the friendship thing should function the same way as those other two things. Boom. They really should. It's the same skill set. It's the same
effort.
You know, yeah, it's the same amount of effort. Exactly.
And letting go. Yeah.
And knowing when to let go. Yeah. And knowing when to let go. And that stuff is really hard. Like breaking up. Friendship breakups, man, we should do a whole conversation on those because those are tough. Those are really tough. More traumatic sometimes than romantic or, you know, romantic ones.
Yeah. It's also tough to see a friend hurt, you know, and be there for them, because you and I were part of a little get together where someone was hurting, and to feel like you can't bombard them with the right thing to do, because I've always done the right thing, you know, vibe, like this is what you should do. You should do this and this, and you know, that person on the other side, like they don't know what they're talking about. They're not good for you, or blah, 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 blah. And I think that's relatable to so many different ways. If anyone has been a part of that kind of conversation where you don't want it to become an intervention.
Yeah.
You also don't want to make that person feel like they're not being listened to. So like that dynamic, when you can be a friend and listen to someone who's hurting. That to me is also extremely important to balance as in friendship.
Yeah. And I also want to make space for, like, you know, we're not perfect at this, right? Like, it is so hard in situations, in conversations like that, when you're trying to be there for somebody, or also, like, it's just hard not to get defensive. It's so hard not to get defensive. It really is.
Yeah. It really is, to get, like, protective and want to guard that person and fix it for them, or So those are all those things too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've learned my lessons 10 times over with all of my friendships, I would say, in, you know, if there's one thing I feel like I am getting better and better at as the years go on, is like admitting when I'm wrong, which is part of not getting defensive. It's like admitting, like, this is what I did wrong. This is what I did wrong. And I can own that. And I want you to hear that. And this is why these actions are the things that led me to that. And I need you to give me some grace on that. And, you know, also I need you to hear me when I say that, you know, like, what caused me to do those things. And I'm sorry, you know?
And again, to our voice message option, like, we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from our listeners, our viewers on Patreon, our WAF friends and our WAF best friends, and all of our Instagrammers. And, you know, there's so many ways that you guys can connect with us and discuss new things from every point of view, because every friendship is extremely different and we want to hear them from you.
And I think we did, like, we got a little collection of answers from the Instagram, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And this is going to be our
lightning WAF.
So every Saturday on our Instagram, WAF Podcast, you can go find it on all the things Instagrams. We, Paula V and I, post about it a lot. You probably have seen it if you follow us too. Because, you know, we're really proud of our product. We're really proud of our project. We're really proud as businesswomen that we have, like, a really great thing going on. But what we're really proud of is that we get responses from you guys, our fans, our listeners, our viewers, like our WAF friends.
Yes.
And one of them that got a really great response, we would like to read out loud. And it's usually on Saturday, where you can answer the little Q&A thing on the Insta Life thing. Mm-hmm. And the question was, what's your go-to way to stay in touch with friends?
Okay. And we're just going to read, like, a few of them, which we thought were spot on. And we're like, yes, that one. Yes, that one. So Megan Cation said that she texts and Marco Polos. We love a Marco Polo moment.
Marco Polo is a selective group of people. Like, my sister and I are good at Marco Polo. But, like, I mean, I think you, me, and Sophia tried it once. And I could not. Do you still Marco Polo?
I haven't done it in quite a while. I wouldn't mind picking it back up. I think it's, like, one of those very specific things. Like you said, it works for some friends. It works for, But, you know, I do love it, though. I love the idea of, like, I was hearing, who was it? I think it was Gloria, right? Gloria said that she, like, just plays her Marco Polo's, like, a newsfeed in the morning.
Yeah.
I love that.
Maybe we should try that. Maybe we should trial that and, like, get back to you guys and see how that goes if we do Marco Polo mornings. But you do FaceTime mornings with Shishi.
Yes, absolutely. And so does Nikita. Oh, Nikita Minyan. So Nikita, I love Nikita. She is one of the co-hosts of Chat Room Podcast. Just a quick shout out there.
Everyone go check him out.
FaceTime always is what she says. And, you know, I'm all about a FaceTime moment. Cause, like, the picture talking back to the baby is, like, exactly it's the only way she can interact with humans right now. what else did people say?
Yeah, we've got a Kate Wexler who says text, totally relate. AB_D_16_ is also a texter. And she sent us two little XX, little kisses, XX.
Yeah. And then Rebetzels_111, she says, we do Zoom meetings and we watch Netflix through there while we catch up on our lives. Y'all better work with that, like, multitasking catching up. Like, that's a lot.
I'm curious on, like, do they have, like, a headphone requirement? Like, they're like, we're going to have an echo and a feedback. Like, you have to put on headphones. Like, are there rules before you enter to, like, make sure you're doing it right? Because I tried watching with some friends from college, a college department's, like, the music theater dance. I think it was the dance department, like, the department's fundraiser for Actors Equity. Some of us got together to watch it, and it was hysterical to be listening to all of our friends singing on YouTube Live or whatever. and all of us making comments, but all of us, some of us were like, Rich, you got to put some headphones on, man. Like we heard that song like 3 seconds ago, and he's like making comments. And then like somebody else unmutes them, or it was a little tiring. It was a little tiresome. I'm impressed. I'm like, I wonder if they do it like monthly. So Rebetzels_love, and let us know in a voicemail. Like, do you guys do it monthly? Like, do you guys do it every week? Like, who's in charge? Who's committed to like hosting that?
Right. So much work.
And let's see, we have cxg.frontopia texting 2 times a week Skype. 2 times a week.
It's commitment. I love it. I love the commitment.
Do you think like you and I don't Zoom or Skype people right now because we're doing this podcast?
I think, well, we don't do it with each other. That's for sure. Cause we're like, we literally use this as our catch up time usually, unless, you know, once in a blue moon, I come over and we, you know, get drunk until 2 in the morning, but,
yeah, with strawberry.
But I don't know. I mean, the scheduled thing, like, I mean, I respect it for sure. I don't know if that's possible only because we are just busy in general. Like we, in addition to this show, yeah, like we just have a lot that the both of us do.
And Aishwarya Sukesh with an underscore in the middle, who also was the designer of all of our artwork for What a Friend's For, we adore you. She replied with recurring calendar invite, recurring calendar. See, that's the Google thing for me though. Like, yeah. I tell Susie all the time, I'm like, where's that calendar detail? And she's like, it's there. You just have to accept it. I would be missing all of these invites.
Let's not get into the how much you hate Google Doc thing, okay? Because we're just going to fight, but it's fine.
Totally another episode. It's a totally other episode. So thank you to one more, James.Owens Jr., texting the perfect communication method for introverts.
Oh, lots to unpack there.
That says a lot in one sentence with the introvert friendships. Ooh, go on, James. Tell us more. Get back to us on that. I just want to hear a little bit more about that, that you can maybe take space, and maybe it's like not feeling too overwhelmed with so many people and feeling the need to make something, because I can relate to that. So when it comes to texting, I can relate that you can think about what you're going to say.
Right. And then curate it.
You can curate it. And then my question to you, Pallavi, though, is do you have reading receipts on your text?
I do.
Why are you so sad about it?
I do. Because sometimes I wish I didn't, because like when you are busy or like you haven't written back in a while, and they're, and like the people you don't want to read your read receipts are the ones that always see your read receipts. Like it sort of backfires. That's why I got a little sad about it.
But what makes you keep them?
I think for me personally, like, especially like for the both of us, for example, going back to us, like, and my husband, like people that I talk to often, I don't, if I see that they read it, I'm like, okay, they'll get back to it at some point. Like, cause I guess I know you guys well enough to know that at some point you'll get back to me. So something about that feels like at least they got it.
No, I knew from the very beginning when receipts was a thing, I was like, absolutely not. Nobody has that power over me to know what I'm up to. It's another business. Right. But my favorite texting, maybe the introvert in me when it comes to texting, is the do not disturb option on group texting. That is my best friend. That's my best friend, I've decided.
Same. Yep. I like it as well. Yeah. There's one waiting for us right now.
Oh God, you're right. We're going to wrap it up with that. Thanks for listening to our long lightning waff. You know, you can always respond to our Instagram posts with answering questions, and we hope to shout them out later, especially with our live shows on our Patreon, WAF Best, our best WAF friends.
It's the middle tier. It's the best WAF friends. And we drop a lot of content, you guys. That Patreon channel is already pretty stacked. There's like every week, there's like 2 or 3 new videos coming in.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to watch there. It's, you know, we would love your support on it. We can't keep doing the show without your support. So it's truly like, we're very grateful for it. And, you know, one of these days, I think on the live shows, we'll probably get into like the nitty gritty of like the to-do of the podcast, like how we make each thing happen and all that stuff, just to like really make it clear that like this stuff is complicated, but we really enjoy doing it.
We really enjoy doing it. That's very true. And we want to keep doing it. So you can subscribe, you can rate, you can review. A quick like thumbs up, 5 stars, 3 stars, whatever you want. I don't want people to feel like they have to got to do 5. But it just gets us out there and it gets the, you know, just be a good friend and help us with the algorithms.
And we'll see you next time.
We're almost done with season 2. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This episode was produced by Team Access Productions and Fast Nickel Inc. Our supervising producer is Philip Pasanchin.
Our consulting producers are Kathleen Cho and Megan Densmore. Our production assistants are Eva Ratcliffe and Bailey Disler.
Our podcast artwork is created by Aishwarya Sukesh. Original music is by Joey Sherman, and our digital content director is Susie Cabello.
Special thanks to Alex Udome, Samantha Wiener, and Hari Savitala.
Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it now. This helps our show's visibility, and it helps us keep making it for you.
Find us on Instagram and Twitter at WAFF Podcast. That's W-A-F-F Podcast. And to find links to our exclusive vodcasts, attend our virtual live shows, or even leave us a voice message, visit WAFFpodcast.com.
We truly appreciate you all checking in with us online. But you know that friend that you've been like, ugh, I really haven't checked in with them in a while. Go do that.
Yeah, go do that now.